Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Holland. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Al Holland. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball four. Kingman moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Gardenhire moves to second. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Gardenhire scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Barr pinch runs for Al Holland. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Barr moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barr moves to third. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barr scores. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive towards third. O'Malley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Jim Barr. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Ed Lynch now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to second. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard pinch runs for Dave Bergman. Neil Allen now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford scores. LeMaster scores. Leonard moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morgan is walked intentionally. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Leonard scores. Davis moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Morgan tags and moves to third. O'Malley tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. O'Malley scores. It's 8-3, Giants. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Neil Allen. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Minton moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan catches it and throws to first to double up Valentine. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.